For hundreds of years, makeup has been a staple in cultures across the globe. Today, the industry is worth more than $500 billion. However, behind the glamorous veil of the cosmetic industry lies many secrets. This is Green Me. For decades, the labels on cosmetics have gone quite unnoticed, and people never really questioned where their makeup came from or what's in it. However, in recent years, people have cracked down on the sources of many ingredients found in makeup. And the one we're going to talk about is what gives your eyeshadows and highlighters their shimmery greatness: mica. Mica is a silicate material that is composed of many layers that are easy to break apart. You've probably heard of mica, as it appears in paint, electronics, toothpaste, and even some homes. However, it is undeniable that the cosmetic industry's demand for this mineral has exploded with the rise of makeup use. Now, before we get into the role of the environment and the earth, let's take a minute to talk politics. Sorry, I had to. So here's the thing. If the American government sets regulatory environmental laws, industries have pretty much no choice but to obey. However, I'm not here to talk about the United States. Over half of mica production comes from India. And when governments in countries like India try to set environmental laws, industries simply can't afford to comply, and the trade of natural resources goes underground. The illegal and unregulated mining of mica. Although it eventually brought a lot of attention to the cosmetic industry as well as to India's government, it was successfully covered for a very long time. So these people who run illegal mines tend to sell their minerals under a license of a legal mine from another part of the country. This allows the true origin of mica in your makeup products to be completely unknown. People have pointed to the ethical issues of mica mining, such as child labor, extremely dangerous working conditions, low pay, and never-ending work. You can find tons of YouTube videos interviewing children who have seen heads split open and people being crushed inside mines. Harmful chemical exposure is causing tuberculosis and other infections to these people, making these mines truly silent but deadly. Now that you know the mainstream issues of mica mining, let's talk about the environment, aka the non-mainstream issue of mica mining. Mining requires land. You can't just build a tunnel under a forest or any given area and start digging for treasure. The whole area needs to be cleared. And now that you know most of these mines are unregulated, forests can easily be bulldozed over and cleared. India is praised for its biodiversity and lush landscapes of life. However, when an area is cleared for mining operations, trees aren't the only things being removed from the ground. Rich, nutrient-dense layers of soil are ripped out of the ground as well. And without nutrients in the ground, soil is weak and unable to absorb water. This makes flooding much easier and serves as a huge blow to biodiversity in the area. Between 1980 and 2019, about 1.5 million hectares of forest were completely cleared out in India. Now, to put that into perspective, a hectare is about the size of a baseball field or a track field. Now, imagine 1.5 million of those. When we think about the reasons why we clear land for forests, it's usually for agriculture or housing. But in India, 1/3 of total deforestation was solely to create mines. Now, I'm pretty sure I've established that mining in India is quite a shady business. In 2019, environmental laws set by the government were disregarded and tweaked, and environmental concerns were ignored to benefit a private company owned by a close friend of India's prime minister. This is the case of the Hasdeo Arand Forest. The Hasdeo Arand Forest is a wildlife corridor in the Chhattisgarh region of India, and the Indian government wanted to clear this area for a mine a few years ago. Now, before India's government can approve a large area for clear-cutting, they need consent from local communities who live there. The local people in this forest objected to clear-cutting because, obviously, they live there, and they don't want their homes to be turned into a mine. These objections were ignored, and the government gave a green light for the entire area to be cleared out, solely based on the fact that mining was already going on in an area nearby. When these people were ignored, a movement started led by local people in the Hasdeo Arand forest region. People are afraid that future generations will lose knowledge of their culture and traditions if their families are forced to relocate. Now, although this area was cleared for a coal mine and not a mica mine, I hope the same message comes across. Villages are literally being torn down for natural resources, homes are being destroyed, and governments are allowing people to be displaced within their own country. And although coal is an entirely different resource and different subject, like I said, you could only imagine the same thing happening for mica mining. So, what can you do? As I've said earlier, this is becoming an increasingly publicized issue, and as a result, some companies are actually competing to be the forerunners in ethical sourcing. Going back to mica, there have been some alternatives developed by scientists in laboratories. Synthetic mica is a perfect example. Companies such as Lush are specifically vocal about ethical mica sourcing, and they don't use any in their products. Brands like L'Oreal and Estée Lauder are funding to put children who work in mines into schools, which would inevitably slow down the mica mining process. However, the best thing you can do is simply buy less makeup. Don't splurge on eyeshadow palettes that you'll only use once a year. By spreading the secrets of the cosmetic industry, people have created a movement that has pushed corporations towards better and more ethical practices. I hope you've learned something new. Thanks for listening in on how you can make small changes to create a big difference in the world.